Scott Hennin.
That's me.
701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550.
Why do they need those telephone numbers, Steve?
Because we want to know what's on your mind.
That's so wait a minute. Why. If I dial 800-228-0550, then I can tell you what's on my mind.
Not the way your phone's been acting up lately.
My phone. What it's a lesson to me in? How much we rely on our phones now. Because mine has been just absolutely, it's over the top crazy. I have a new one on the way, but imagine this. It shuts off every 2 minutes.
Remember the old brick phones?
Yeah, I want one.
Bag phones?
I want one. I just want one you plug into the wall and could pick up and dial and know it works.
See, I miss the days when there were no cell phones because then work couldn't get a hold of you.
Oh.
I kind of enjoyed that. Now you got the smartphones. It's basically you're walking around with a little computer. Phones used to be getting smaller. Now they're getting bigger again. You can't even text with one hand. It's a keyboard.
We're wired 24/7. Yeah. Well, anyway, we got a good schooling.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
We got a good schooling and the robust nature of North Dakota's economy. Maybe you want to comment on that. Earlier we were talking to folks about a new survey of the amount of bars per capita in North Dakota, and the forum of Fargo-Moorhead editorial today is really lamenting this.
And I want to know about, I seriously want to know about the farmers. I want to hear from farmers and find out where you're at in planting right now. Are you behind? Are you, Levi called in from southeast to Jamestown. Are you a little behind? Are you a little ahead?
He had about a day left is all.
I think everybody's behind from last year. I knew a lot of farmers that were in the fields by the 15th of April last year, and they were wrapped up by the end of April with planting.
This is
horribly late.
Tell us what's on your mind. Fargo is where Larry is at, and he's waiting to tell us what's on his mind. How you doing, Larry?
Not too bad. So you guys are looking at that bar problem all wrong.
Well, no, first of all, I'm not calling it a bar problem. I think the Fargo Forum editorial is calling it a bar problem. But do you think it's a problem?
Well, the Forum calls it a problem because it's not their drug of choice. But the reason is you shouldn't look at it like we have too many bars. The problem is we don't have enough people. Have you ever been to Wisconsin? Every 2 miles down the road, there's a little tavern out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, this is a per capita survey, but still, I mean,
we don't have enough people. That's the problem, not that we have too many bars.
Yeah, I used to live in Portland, Oregon, and it's not that much different from a lot of other big cities. I know Boston and out in the East Coast, there's communities that you have a corner pub on pretty much every other block. It's just a little corner gathering hole.
Well,
it's the watering hole.
Here's what the forum says. So there's no getting around it. No matter the minor fault critics might find with the statistical analysis, most North Dakotans can confirm the findings with their eyes. Visit any city or small town in the state. Even the smallest viable town will have one, maybe as many as three watering holes. In the cities, bars, and other places to imbibe, nearly every restaurant has an alcohol license of some kind, are as commonplace as churches. See, they're saying this like it's a bad thing, and again, I think alcohol abuse is a bad thing. No question about it. Alcoholism is a disease. I'm not trying to be Pollyanna about any of that. People abuse it. I get that. But the point is, I think the amount of bars...
everybody abuses it.
No, exactly. So that's a very good point. I mean, their cartoon today is a big billboard that says, North Dakota open for boozing.
Tell you what, Scott. North Dakota town's dead when the last bar closes.
I think it's a sign of our neighborliness. I don't see it as a problem. Larry, appreciate the call. Steve in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
I'll tell you what they do in Minnesota now that the smoking ban is everybody drinks at home and they're shutting the bars down left and right. So a couple years go by with your new smoking ban, I think that problem will take care of itself. And I'm not sure if they can still smoke in Wisconsin, but they certainly can't in Minnesota, and it's definitely hurt the bar business.
Great point. One of the things I like to extrapolate, and when you take a number like this and then start going, oh, well, it's so bad because we've got all these bars and it's bad and there's a boozing problem. It's not a boozing problem. It's those small segment which overindulge and then there's a problem there.
Well, let's deal with that,
cars,
though.
Cars are bad.
Let's deal with that. I mean,
at a certain point, though, cars are bad, Scott. So a small segment of people get into car accidents, so maybe we should pull cars.
Yeah, I mean, you can extrapolate this a bunch of different ways that I think is crazy. The question I think that we're trying to get to the bottom of is, all right, statistically, we have more bars per capita than anywhere else. As Steve pointed out earlier, we also have more churches. But let's focus on the bars. Is that a booze-loving culture symptom, or is it a sign of our neighborliness? Is this a good or a bad thing? Let us know what you think. Darren in Fargo is next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Darren. You there, Darren?
Lose you? Oh, you there you. We go. Yeah, we I had funny noises on my cell phone. I wasn't sure if I lost the connection. I'm up here in Pembina.
What do you have, a phone like Scott?
Hard.
At least yours is on. Where are you? Where are you calling from? That it's raining?
I was on the road. I'm up near Pembina right now, and it's raining so hard you can't even see the road. So I actually had to pull over because I was going to call, and I tried to get in when Corey was on because I had a question. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer on this, but I wonder if some of that taxable sales increase isn't due to the fact that I used to go to the grocery store and spend $20-$30 a week, and now I'm going to the grocery store buying the same stuff, but it cost me $60-$70 a week.
Same thing with gas.
You know, I was just wondering if some of that increase wasn't due to the fact that everything costs a lot more.
Although I think we'd all agree it doesn't cost 28% more across the board. Obviously, there's some, you know, gas has spiked up and down, and there's been times when it's been 28% more. But the year-to-year increase was 28%, just about 30%. So,
oh, it's phenomenal. It's wonderful. I just wonder how much of that is due to increasing prices.
Yeah, I'd like to break it out a million different ways. I'd like to know, if you pulled oil and gas development out, you know, how much less would construction be? How much less would wholesale and retail sales be? You know, it's not a perfect way to do it. I think by any indication, we are blessed. We have a roaring economy. No. That's factual. I think now that begs the question: why? You know, what's doing it, and how long will it last? And you know,
it's just that good. Everybody in the country ought to be following the North Dakota model. Maybe we'd get somewhere.
Maybe we shouldn't be questioning it. Maybe we should be enjoying this and working to. We know this is not going to stay like this forever, but maybe we should start planning on how to grow some of those other side avenues, those other industries, those other places for economic development. I think the reason we're so bountiful here in North Dakota is we do have that broad economic portfolio. It's just like if you have a stock portfolio, you're not going to put all your eggs in one basket. And we don't do that in North Dakota.
I still think there's a way that all of North Dakota can even more serve the oil and gas industry. I mean, the oil and gas industry gets a lot of, a lot of their products elsewhere because, you know, we're relatively new to this boom. So I think there's areas for growth. So I think it actually can continue. Darren, appreciate the call. Thanks. Kurt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kurt.
Good morning. Say, yesterday I heard on the news that they're talking about dismissing the whatever it was with that big Willys for the guys. Did you catch that story?
Yeah, you're talking about the North Dakota Supreme Court case on the synthetic drugs because of the of how the warrant was administered. It's threatening this particular case.
Or lack of a search warrant, so they're talking about a Fourth Amendment violation.
Well, if they wouldn't sell the stuff, then we wouldn't have to go through this. I mean, if you're going to be selling the stuff, you should pay the consequences. And there's other jobs to be out there and other businesses to start besides selling synthetic drugs and stuff like that. Frankly, anybody that does drugs, I think should get 10 years instead of this 1 year or 2 years. Maybe they'll think about it, what they're doing. And then what about the people that are dying from this stuff? You know, you don't hear hardly anything about that. And, well, we just sold it, so you should have to pay for that also. You should pay for the funeral and everything.
I'm with you.
Valid point, Kurt.
I'm with you completely. And I think, we're talking about, one slice of this. And in the what's being challenged is whether or not all the correct procedures were followed.
But. Well, the thing with this, too, is this is the landmark case, and we did have this addressed. Attorney General Wayne Sanjom made a point of making this a priority through his department for this legislative session. It was addressed in the legislature, and now this is supposed to be the landmark case for the Supreme Court that sets up some of the guidelines. If this winds up getting thrown out, they could wind up starting back at square one.
Right. But, that's why there's a lot of help on the signs is because, people, and I agree with them, have strict laws with their company. You know, if you can't pass a drug test and alcohol test, we don't want you. I mean, if they didn't have that stuff laying around, there wouldn't be a help on a sign laying around at all.
Kurt? Kurt, thanks for the call. We appreciate you letting us know what's on your mind. Here's the number to do it, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. By the way, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and easily like us on Facebook, as well as follow us on Twitter, other ways to weigh in. We're going to take a break, come back with more. Bottom of the hour, I know we'll get you an answer to the question, how planting season is going for potato farmers, because Tom Campbell, a state senator and a potato farmer, will join us to talk a little bit about potato farming and how the season is impacting them coming up.
I like potatoes.
Straight ahead. In the meantime, your calls at 800-228-0550. If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why legacy steel buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach & Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Buck, and I am Scott Hinnon. You tell us. What's on your mind? You talk, we'll listen. 800-228-0550. The platform's yours. 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550.
Actually, I just got a text from state legislator Betty Grandy, and she said, food does not get taxed. So groceries, actual food, does not play into the taxable sales.
All right, for that caller earlier that said wanted to know what percentage of our robust economy was a result of higher prices. So at least on food, that wouldn't pertain. Obviously, you mentioned gas prices as well.
Food is more expensive, though. And that does go back into shipping costs quite often. And fuel for the shipping costs is taxable. So increased population, more groceries sold. I suppose there is a factor in there that does work out.
Steve is wondering how your growing season is going so far. Well, it's still a planting season. Planting season's not done. You got to plant first, then grow, right? And need
some sun too.
And there's a lot of rain out there that's disrupting planting season. So if you want to let us know how things are coming so far in this season and what you expect, we asked a question earlier that one young grower from out by Jamestown answered. But the question I have for the older generation farmers is, how do you tell today's generation of farmers that really, you know, it isn't always this good? Because one of the reasons we do have the robust economy we do is not because we have the highest bars per capita of any place in the country. It is because we have a strong, diversified economy built largely on ag and energy, and a growing, diversified economy of everything from tourism to manufacturing. That's why.
We should have asked Corey.
Technology, biotech, a lot of areas that are growing.
We should ask Corey as far as what percentage of taxable sales was bars and how that breaks down for bars and restaurants. Sam in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, in the situation of bars, well, statistics, they're a funny animal. You know, they show all these bars. But, you know, if you really did travel North Dakota and checked out some of these bars, you know, there's a high percentage of them probably have a capacity of 10 people. You know, there's three tables and a cup with dice in it.
There again, it's a place to gather, isn't it, Sam? I think it's more of a I've said from the moment I saw the statistic that it, to me, is a sign of our neighborliness more than anything. I don't think it's a sign of our booze culture, for crying out loud.
Well, like your partner said a minute ago, you know, if we checked out the actual sales of alcohol sales in the state, you know, you'd probably walk away with a different perspective on it.
You know what else, Sam? I think you're right about statistics, and I think it's sort of a I'll call it a laziness in the media, you know, where, you know, I don't know how somebody found out there were 1,620 North Dakotans for every bar. Obviously there was the forum in this case decided to do an analysis of, and they're tying it to binge drinking and drunken driving. And in their editorial, they're taking a shot at the legislature saying,
Scott, they didn't do enough. Scott, I want to call you on that. I don't think it's laziness. I think that in a lot of cases, when you take statistics, you can make numbers do anything you want. You can show anything.
Well, here's what I meant by laziness. Let me explain what I meant by laziness. I think there's just somebody sitting around in a newsroom trying to cook up a story, and it's, oh, I wonder how many bars we have per capita, and they tie it to, the legislature and DUIs and binge drinking, and all of a sudden they say, here's my point.
Somebody has an agenda.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Okay,
Somebody has an agenda.
Yeah.
And that's why you twist those numbers.
And the agenda is to say we have a booze-loving culture. Let's go find the statistics to prove it out. And my point is, because we have a bar in every, in every corner, doesn't mean we have a booze-loving culture, in my view. Does that mean?
If you walked into a small bar in a small town to check something out and get a Coke or something, and there's two people in it? You know,
many times.
Shaking dice.
Okay. That's all I got to say.
No, very, very. So you don't see it as a problem either, Sam, what you're saying?
Well, not necessarily. The statistics are flawed. I mean, like I say, we should probably measure the taxable sales of alcohol and then do the division.
There you go. If they're looking for a story, maybe they ought to do that. But if it doesn't support the premise that we have a booze-loving culture, story probably wouldn't get written, Sam.
Well, you know, reporters are, you know, they always are looking for the sensationalism of it. And they looked at that statistic and thought, wow, you know, that's something to talk about.
Is it a problem is our question. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Let us know what's on your mind.
Especially on a day like this, you walk into one of those little bars after it's been raining for 3 or 4 days. And how many farmers are you going to see in there shaking dice and hanging out with their friends? You know, the equipment's set up. You're all ready to go. There's no maintenance to do because you spent all winter doing that. What are you going to do? You're going to go gather with your buddies. Well, what's open? You know, what's available? You want to play some cards, shake some dice. That's where you go.
Dawn says a lot of the bars are also the only place in town where you can go and grab a burger or a pizza. And somebody earlier gave an off-air comment. A caller left a message with our call screener and said there's so many bars because restaurants are willing to add a bar for the added income. Having just a restaurant is difficult to sustain.
True. So very true.
But I think Sam's nailed it. If we want to ascertain whether or not there's a problem, we should probably look at sales. How much alcohol sales are there in North Dakota per capita compared to other places? In other words, what's the actual consumption, not how many bars there are. That's a lazy statistic to try and get to a larger point that we have a booze loving culture. And I will repeat this. Are there people that abuse alcohol? Of course. Is there a problem, with repeat offenders behind the wheel? Yes. I don't think there's any question. But I think the legislature addressed that in a pretty reasonable way in this last session. Forum editorial took a shot at them as well. Said the bar resident ratio, rather, comes on the heels of a legislative session that struggled to approve new penalties for drunken driving. In the end, Kim Koppelman's bill was watered down, but still mandates tougher fines and jail time for DUI offenders. All right, lots of other calls waiting. Let's go to Bob in Fargo. Bob, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, did I actually hear you say we don't live in a booze-loving culture?
I don't believe we do. No, I don't believe the statistic says we have a booze-loving culture. I think a lot of bars in small towns means we like seeing our neighbors.
Well, I challenge you to look up the gallon per capita consumed back in, let's say, the 1900s as compared to now. And don't just sweep it under the rug. Just announce that to everybody, because we consume more alcohol in this country, and all the statistics about the damage it does to families and everything else, it just proves it all out.
Well, you're talking about the country. And that may be, we're talking specifically about a statistic that suggested North Dakota is worst of the worst, that because we have more bars per capita than any other state, that somehow we have a booze-loving culture, we as in North Dakota. You're talking about comparing the United States to other countries, Bob?
Well, no, I'm not comparing to other countries. And I'll tell you something about comparisons. They really skew the real problem that we have in this country about chemicals in general. But go ahead and do it for North Dakota, too. Just concentrate on that.
No, I'd be interested. I would like to know.
That up.
I think it's a better statistic than how many actual bars there are. Let's get another quick one in here. We don't have time, do we?
No, we don't.
Bob and Fargo, James and Williston, Chris and Bismarck, and
Joni.
Joni. All right. We'll get to all of you, plus Tom Campbell will tell us how the potato growing season is coming along. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
Right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. Let's go to the phones. We've got calls waiting, and we will get to you because this is your program. We do want to know what's on your mind. Chris in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
We lost Chris. Chris's got my kind of phone. Sorry, Chris. Call back if you can. Let's try Joni in Minot. Go ahead, Joni. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I live in Granville, and we have two bars and then the diner, and the diner quits serving food at 6, and then the bars don't start serving food until 6. So they make sure they work together and helps everybody out.
Kind of trade off.
Well, and you see kids, like you said, come in and buy a pizza and go and things like that. So that's
well, that's really the other thing is a lot of little communities, too. When you have sporting events, a lot of the kids will come in and they'll have like a little dining area off in a little of the bars so the kids can have a pizza or whatever after a sporting event.
Yeah, well, the White Buffalo has the back section where up until 10 o'clock kids can be in there with their families and that.
I want to make a point that I didn't get a chance to make before the break when Bob was calling and talking about how much we consume in the country and how much problems it causes. I am a son of an alcoholic father, right? So I've seen the effects of alcoholism and don't believe in any way, shape, and or form it's something that can be diminished. My point is the vast majority of people use alcohol responsibly. Unfortunately, there are incidents where it's abused, and whether it's causes a DUI or disruptions of families or anything else, it's a problem that needs to be dealt with, and it's a product that I think we need to realize causes issues with some people. But I think equating those issues with the statistic that we have more bars than anywhere else per capita means we have a booze-loving culture is over the top. That was my only point. I don't want to in any way diminish the fact that unfortunately it is abused far too often. But I don't think that means, I think a lot of people just think it, should go the way of smoking and be banned. And do not acknowledge that the vast majority of people that can use it.
Let's get to one more quick caller before we go to the senator. Laura in Colorado. You're calling from Colorado, Laura?
I am. I love your show.
What's on your mind, my dear? Thanks for listening.
Well, I love your show, and I love the fact that you do talk about issues that are local right there where you live. And because people listening from other areas can hear what's going on there and maybe kind of, compare it to issues that are going on in their own areas. So I really love that about your show, that you're, talking about many things about being in your area and whatnot. I just had to throw in on this deal. I live right outside of Colorado Springs. There's a huge – I live in the heart of the military-industrial complex. Even I am non-military and have a little organic farm going out east of Colorado Springs. And this too many bars per capita thing, this sounds absolutely asinine. It almost reminds me of the mentality that tried to urge on prohibition a long time ago or something. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen. It just seems like that there's that mentality going on. And it's just ridiculous. I live here in a town where there are a lot of bars because there is a lot of military. and for the laws here in Colorado Springs are that, you know, you can, as long as the bar is serving food, the whole family can be in there. I have been here a lot of establishments. I've had business meetings with people. I've had social meetings with people and just gone out to eat and whatnot. And not one time in 25 years have I witnessed any kind of an incident going on inside of a place where they were serving alcohol and food and whatnot. And it's just, you know, I'm just shocked at hearing this asinine mentality.
Yeah, you're right. I think there's an agenda at work, Laura. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you in the Rocky Mountains. Stand up, been to Colorado Springs before, home of the Air Force Academy. It's a great place. So appreciate your call very much. We do have a guest that is joining us to talk a little bit about potato season. And how they're faring with this weather, and also some things happening in Grafton today. It's a health fair up at the Developmental Center, and he is, in addition to being a businessman extraordinaire and a potato farmer, a state senator, a citizen legislator. So lots of ground to cover with our next guest, Senator Tom Campbell from Grafton. Senator, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Doing very well. Trying to stay dry. It's raining up here, but we're just going to take another day, one day at a time in the rain.
Senator Campbell, Steve Bakken here. I wanted to talk about the rain. We were trying to talk to some farmers to have them call in. Big difference between last year's growing season, this year's growing season. Where are you at right now? Are you getting the crop in? Are you getting potatoes in the ground?
We are slow. We're behind probably a month. You know, last year we were in the last couple of days of March, and this year we're just a third done, and it's June 1st, Saturday. So we're getting concerned. North of us in that, you know, Cavalier, St. Thomas, Wahala areas are really, really wet, and we have a lot of potato ground up there. So we're still going, but it's just caught up every day, and it's just very, very wet, and it's just not dry. And if we had 4 or 5 feet of sun and wind, it'd be make a difference. But and we just came off a big flood, too, a second flood where mountain and those areas had 9 inches, and it kind of flooded us. So we just seem to be wet in a wet cycle here.
What's the latest you can plant potatoes?
Oh, you know, worst case scenario, you can be in that first week of July. Not preference though, but, you know, we got all of June. It's just not ideal, but it looks like it'll be a situation we'll have to deal with this year. So potatoes is of all the crops, it's one that you can plant later and not sacrifice yield or anything. So, you know, we're still okay.
How, you know, is the moisture a good thing? I mean, obviously a lot of areas of the state were pretty dry last year. What's the moisture situation up there in the Northeast?
Yeah, we have excess moisture right now. We've between floods and rains, and then we had a lot of snowfall after the first year. We had some, I think we probably had, you know, 12 to 20 inches. So people are talking about the drought. I think I heard in your program back about a month or maybe 2 months ago, and I wish we had drought conditions right now.
Feast or famine, as they say.
Yes, that's what's going on.
Speaking of potato farming, is this? Do you have anything to compare this to, as far as you know, this late, as you say, only a third, and we're at the 1st of June here.
Not that I can remember. We've been doing this for 34 years, and. We just seem to be breaking the 500-year records every year. So one of these years, we should be able to farm the rest of our lives with no disasters. But, we've never been this late with this much acres to go.
By the way, Senator Campbell is calling us from Grafton today, where he calls home, and the Developmental Center is in Grafton, part of the North Dakota Human Services function. What is the Developmental Center? Tell folks and rest of the state what the Developmental Center is, Senator.
It is the state facility for the mentally handicapped, and we have about 90 to 100 of the more that need the most care. And Betsy Dalrymple, the governor's wife, was here, and she did a kickoff. We had a little fun run, or actually a walk, and then we came back here between showers, and they have a lot of booths set up. And it's actually kind of a health, a wellness awareness day. It's great because they've got a lot of healthy foods and different things, and a lot of booths and different people participating, a lot of the clients here and so forth. So it's fun. I bet you they have half of the clients here. And so it's kind of fun to get to meet a lot of the employees and a lot of the clients, and probably majority of them are in wheelchairs, but it's fun to see that. And they're sure enjoying it. It's a great outing for them. And it's right in the Collect Fitness Center, which is part of the campus. There's probably 12, 15 buildings on a really nice campus here. and they're all connected with tunnels, and that's where we enjoy it in the fitness center part of it. It's a big gym, and it's bumped full of lots of people and lots of stuff going on. Betsy Belripple just left, I believe. I think they flew into Grand Forks, and her husband, and she's going back there to pick them up and heading back to Bismarck.
And so the events at the Developmental Center today go on until how long?
I think till about noon or 1 o'clock, I believe, is when it finishes.
All right, so there's still time to partake of the events that, up in Grafton at the Developmental Center. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the function of the Developmental Center. You're obviously coming off a freshman session as a state senator. Did you find it a battle to make the case for that particular facility? It seems like there's always a debate whether or not the facility should exist or not, and it's kind of an ongoing statewide discussion when it comes to human services, right?
Yes, it is. Since the lawsuit, Judge Van Sickle, the ARG lawsuit back in, I believe, the early 80s, they made a ruling where there was probably 1,200 to 1,500 people here, clients, and they were the mentally handicapped. And they positioned the majority of them in group homes throughout the state. And so there's probably the most challenging ones left here, the 90 or 100 or so, that probably will always stay here because they're the ones that need a lot of, 24/7 care. And, that's always been a big challenge on we have some empty buildings here, two nice empty buildings, and we're trying to fill those and bring something in of some sort to keep it here. We have roughly 400 employees, and there's a feasibility study being done. The legislature enacted that to see if just look at the heating, it's a big campus, and it's shrunk, so it's probably not the most efficient, but we're looking at ways of looking at different things, address options, and so.
Senator Campbell, this is a need that's needed in this state. This fills a hole. This fills a niche with a segment of society that really needs some help. From a community standpoint, how does Grafton embrace having this facility there? And what does it mean economically to Grafton to have a facility like this located in the community?
Of course, it's a big impact. The community and the employees at the Developmental Center have done a super job in becoming, making the city aware of it, bringing them out in group functions and so forth. It's like one big family. So it's been a great thing. They have a Dakota East, it's called, on Main Street. It's a little shop where they make things with the clients, and they expanded that to our Main Street store. So it gets them out more in the community. So it's been a great, it's been a great support for Grafton. We really enjoy them here, and it's been fun to see them change and adapt to the changes where they've had to downsize. And like I said, there was, at its peak, I think they had 2,500 or actually 3,000 people and 1,200 clients. So it's downsized, but we sure welcome them and love having them here.
Mike in Bismarck has a question. Mike, hang on a sec. We're going to actually come up against a break here, and I want to give you a chance to ask your question of Senator Tom Campbell. Senator Tom Campbell, our guest from Grafton today. They have a health and wellness fair going on at the State Developmental Center, and we're also going to ask the senator about his freshman session in the North Dakota legislature recently wrapped up. But he is a local businessman, potato farmer, banker, entrepreneur extraordinaire, decided to throw his hat in the ring and run for office, and we'll talk about that experience to get his highlights and lowlights from the last legislative session. After we come back from the break, and Mike and Bismarck, stay tuned. We'll give you a question first.
What's on your mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. That's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up or refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to getridofsmellnow.com, use the promo code Scott, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. Getridofsmellnow.com, 100% money back guarantee. You can't beat it. And it's North Dakota made.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We're chatting with Senator Tom Campbell up at Grafton today. There's an event happening at the North Dakota Developmental Center. He is a potato farmer as well, Campbell Farms. Try Campbell Farms. Actually, quite a potato operation. How many spuds do you guys crank out at Can't Try Campbell Farms again, Tom?
Oh, we're spread out over a couple of three states, and we try to keep our customers in potatoes 12 months a year. And don't know how many we'll plant this year. We're only one-third the way. We finished up in Big Lake yesterday, which is a month behind, but it's been a challenge.
A lot of truckloads. By the way, Mike from Bismarck had a call, and we lost our connection to Mike before the break, but he was asking about the Department of Human Services. Just to finish on the Grafton Developmental Center, and piggyback on Steve's question before the break, if these residents that are at the Grafton Developmental Center were not there, where would they go?
Good question. You know, the group homes, the ones that are that don't need as much care, are placed out in all different cities. I imagine most people listening would have a group home in their town. There would be for these types of clients, they would have to have a facility like this because they need 24/7 care. And I think every state has a facility like this for those types of clients. So I think we would have to. We just couldn't put them in society or even into group homes because of the care they need.
Tom, how much in this last legislative session did human services come up? We heard about the tax relief and everything else that was going on with the state. How much of time was spent on human services?
Well, it's a big budget. I think it's it always used to be the largest budget, but I think the I believe the DOT this year surpassed it somewhat. But I'm not on that committee. Senator Judy Lee chairs that, and she does a great job. But we, of course, voted on all the bills. Quite a bit. There was a lot of demand. We gave all of our state employees a 3% raise for the next 2 years in the biennium. And also there's an incentive for also additional pay increases for performance and so forth, which is something new and I think great. But traditionally, I think most of the same issues they've been discussing and addressing it and giving increases where they're needed and so forth and more care. But it's a huge, huge budget that department that I would probably be not the person to talk to on the specifics because I'm not on the committee, but I know it did take probably 10-15% of our time because it's a big committee.
With the growth of the state and all the economic development we've got going on and the growth of the population, is this something that's going to be needed more as the Department of Human Services is continuing to grow with programs like you have up in Grafton now?
Absolutely, especially with Alt West, the expansion of the Doyle Patch. There's just so many more community needs for people that can't care for themselves, whether they're seniors or disabilities of so many different natures. Autism is a growing demand. We have 9 people with autism in the center here, which is a new program, and they're actually full. They filled up in a year. So, yes, there's going to be a continued demand. When you have population expansions, you're going to get all kinds of people that need different care. So it's a big, big part of our state, the budget.
Senator Tom Campbell joining us on the program. How about your highlights from the legislative session? If you had to write the headline, what do you think was the most significant work of you and your fellow legislators?
Well, I'd have to say I was vice chair of finance and tax, and that's something I do know quite a bit about, just sitting in that committee. We gave $1.1 billion of the tax relief, and I wrote a letter to the editor, and they just published it in the printed it in today's Herald. And it addressed, what does $1.1 billion mean to anybody? Really nothing. If you said that the state got $1.1 billion, that really doesn't mean anything to anybody, how it affects their pocket. So I addressed how it did. If I took an average couple that had a $180,000 home, how it would affect, it'd roughly be about 40% of the savings, which would be about $1,800 some. It would affect, they'd have 19% less income tax to pay. And if they owned a quarter of land up in our area, the Grand Forks, Grafton area, they'd roughly, if they're paying $1,800 tax on that, they'd be saving about 40% of that. So that's huge property tax relief. And that's what our voters, that was the number one questioning them. That's what they wanted more than anything else, was property tax relief, more so than any other tax relief. So I feel we addressed that. That was a big thing. The homestead tax credit for seniors, if you're 65 and older, that's a great, for grandpa and grandma, or fully disabled people. There's 6 different income levels, $0 to $22,000. You would pay zero taxes on your home. And then it's escalated up to 5 different levels from 23 to, I don't know them all off right offhand, but that's a great new program. And I would encourage people to talk to your tax people or your local courthouse and take advantage of that. There's some great, it encourages people, the seniors and disabled, to stay in their homes. So we've addressed, we returned roughly half of all the premium fire taxes to every fire district in the whole state. Example, roughly Grand Forks and all our fire districts there are going to get $143,000 back. Grafton's going to get $12,000. In addition to that, each township got $15,000 of the new money. So there's just lots of things that we brought back. Nursing homes, this is a big kind of a controversial thing. We gave $1 an hour increase plus a 3% raise. A lot of the nursing homes, especially out west, can't.
A lot of highlights there from a busy session, and we're glad there's folks from the business world willing to throw their hat in the ring and be a citizen legislator like you. Thanks for the update, Tom. Good to catch up with you. We appreciate it.
Yep, you bet, Scott. Take care.
Senator Tom Campbell from up in Grafton today, where the State Developmental Center has an event going on, and update on the potato planting season and everything else. See you tomorrow, folks.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.